Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These are exciting days.
Yeah, they are.
There has been a turnaround taking place, hasn't there?
Listen, I am so happy the last 8 years are over.
Man, your energy is so low. I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Oh, my goodness. I am excited.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I've had my juice.
I'm excited. He's at his juice.
You're a little bit older, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Okay.
I'm older than you, you know. Last 8 years, you didn't find that funny?
Right. Go ahead.
The last 8 years are so horrible, man. And just to see everything that's
horrible.
Happening.
Horrible. Terrible.
Horrible. Terrible.
Don't take it personal, but it was horrible.
They were.
Yes.
I mean, they were. And just to see what has happened in a short amount of time, it's really
right.
Cool. And we got more to go. More, so much more to come.
It's kind of hard to hear you, so low energy. And listen, I got some exciting. The turnaround is taking place. As a matter of fact, Dutch Sheets is speaking. He's at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., as he's being interviewed, and he's talking about there's a turnaround coming. We talked about it. We had it on our program in regards to the prophetic word given by Cindy Jacobs that there would be 10 years of a swamp war. It ends February 2018. Hello. And there'd be 10 months of a swamp creature fight in Washington, D.C., fighting for control and all. But then they would be followed by 10 years of breakthrough and turnaround. And we're in that right now. And Dutch Jesus is going to be talking about how we got to begin to declare it, get in agreement with what God has said. Don't wait for God to do it to you. Wait and realize you got to move now. God said it. You can speak it out and it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, this is Dutch Jesus talking about that turnaround. Check it out.
Conferences are all well and good, but Dutch Sheets and more than 1,000 Christians are here for one at the Trump International Hotel that's meant to literally start turning the nation around.
One of evangelist Dutch Sheets' ministry friends had a startling prophecy for the U.S. back in April.
10 months of turmoil before breakthrough came, and then it'd be 3 years of turnaround for America.
And of course, there's been political upheaval, hurricanes, fires, floods, and more. All sorts of turmoil these last 10 months. But Sheets says now's the time for God's people to push for the promised turnaround.
There's another level of intercession, prophetic declaration, kingly intercession, making decrees for him that is going to now launch us into what we've been asking for 25, 30 years, a third great awakening in America, another great awakening around the world. And I believe the greatest harvest in history begins now.
Sheets says believers need to reignite the Appeal to Heaven movement, a time when the Founding Fathers acknowledged they couldn't become a free nation without God's aid. So they flew flags saying Appeal to Heaven during the Revolutionary War.
Our founders knew there was no way they could defeat the British unless God intervened. If he's in this, we can win. If he's not, this is laughable. So they said, we're going to appeal to heaven. They actually put the phrase in the declaration at the end. They say, so they laid out their case and said, so we appeal to the supreme judge of the universe.
And he believes God is now saying to the nation,
I need to use what I used to birth you, to rebirth you, because America needs a rebirth.
Cindy Jacobs prophesied to Sheets it should start on Washington's birthday in the city named after him.
And Holy Spirit said, tell Dutch, relaunch on 222 in Washington, D.C.
Many people believe America certainly needs it.
The turnaround is a reversal of the turning away from God in this nation. It's the apostasy. We are an apostate nation. We have rejected him. Something has to happen in the hearts of people to where they will say internally and outwardly, what does God think about this? It's a return to him. It's a return to his word. It's a return to his ways.
And he says that can lead to change that permeates all society.
If we sow seeds of righteousness, we receive the blessing of heaven. That means physically, spiritually, marriages are healed, lives are put back together, drug addiction goes down, disease is eradicated.
And Sheets expects from a reborn America, God will change the world.
I believe we'll see more people saved in the next 20 years than we have in the previous 2,000. I think it in the billions, not the M, but the B, the billions. I think Asia is about to get hit with a tidal wave of revival. And I think it's going right into the Middle East. The best days of the church are not behind us. They're ahead of us.
So you might think this has nothing to do with you, but if you can pray, if you can intercede for your nation, you can have a part in the turnaround. Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from the Trump International Hotel, Washington.
That's so powerful. The best days of the church are ahead, but we have to actually get an agreement with heaven. You think about of all the things the Son of God, God's representation here on earth, the image of the invisible God, he represented the Father. In other words, God's talking to us through his Son. Of all the things he said, when you talk to the Father, ask him for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when he reveals to us his will, like Dutch has talked about and we've been talking about, you know, he's waiting for us to say, we want this. We decree this. We say, it is what you
we
said.
We have the authority to release it on the earth. God's given it to us.
He's given us the keys, right? The keys of the kingdom. Whatever we bind on earth
we
is
bound
in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose on heaven. So if you're waiting for God to loose the third great awakening, he's already loosed it. He's waiting for you to get in agreement with it and you declare it and proclaim it and begin to activate it. And when we sow seeds of righteousness, what he's talking about, then we get heavenly blessings coming down to us. And you see what God is doing in the earth right now. It doesn't have to fit in your mind. He's doing something so much bigger than your mind. If you're thinking, how can my relationships get right? How can my children get right? How can my job and my economy get right? How can my nation, how can it get right? It can get right in a third great awakening that is here and we're proclaiming it because God will just change the hearts of men. All of a sudden they'll be hungry for God. Listen, we want to hear from you. We want to, you know, comment below, write to us, email us. Listen, this is so important. You know, let us know your thoughts on this because this is exciting. You want to be a part of it. There's one particular quote that was quoted, and John can probably tell you who it was, but, you know, it's Dr. Mike Brown. You know, if you want to actually, you know, be a part of what God is doing, find out what he's doing and dive right into it. Don't try to find something he's not doing. Find out what he's doing and just dive in it. And it's a powerful thing. So comment below, write to us, let us know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.